of darkness, every demonic mirror monitoring my life, be broken now. In Jesus' holy name, say amen. Now, as we continue ministering the gospel and the word of the Lord to his people, you, the people of God, I just want to take you a little bit into a new scripture tonight. Not that is new, but in this ministry, administration, it is a new scripture we never shared about. Now, I want us to go in the book of Matthew's chapter 3, verse 17. I got a very big problem here. Ho karaki shaprada. My problem I'm having, God is doing something. Jesus is being baptized. And God says something about him. But lo and behold, the devil was monitoring the whole occasion. And this problem, because this is Jesus, if the devil was monitoring Jesus, who do you think you are? I'll show you a scripture to show you that actually the devil was monitoring the whole event. I want you to see this. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Who said these words? It was God when Jesus was baptized. He said, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased." Can you imagine that immediately after these words? Let me show you something. I got a problem here. I want you to say after me the words that God said. What did God say? "This is my Son." Come on, I want everybody to say these words. Those of you watching me, come on, move the scripture. I want to see the people. Everyone watching me now, what did God say? "This, my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Now, I want you to memorize this. I know some of you may be very bad at memorizing, but only this one I want you to memorize. "This is my son, my beloved Son, my Son." Memorize that. Few days later, the devil follows Jesus in the wilderness. In chapter 4, verse 6, what does the devil say? In chapter 4 of Matthew, "And says unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down." Did Jesus say he's the Son of God to the devil? Where is he getting this from? Answer my question. Where is he getting this from? When Jesus was being baptized. Okay, listen to this. Before this day, the devil does not come to Jesus and say, "If you're a Son of God." This is the first day ever. Meaning to say, the devil is quoting what he heard God say. The Bible says, God said, "This is my beloved Son." The day God told me I was a prophet, I knew the devil had it. The day God said you'll be a millionaire, the devil had it. You have to know this, that the devil was monitoring what God said. Now, let's go to chapter 4, verse 1. Chapter 4 of Luke. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. I want you to hear this. I want you to see this. "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Being 40 days tempted of the devil in those days, he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. Wait a minute. He didn't eat for how many days? When he finished the fasting, he became what? Okay. Now, we have something to see here. And the devil said unto him, wait a minute, I got a big problem. You mean the devil couldn't go to Jesus on the 20th day? He couldn't go on the 30th day. He only went the moment Jesus finished his fasting. Meaning that the fasting of Jesus was being what? Was being monitored. I'm not talking about you here. I'm talking about our Lord Jesus. His fasting was being monitored. How many of you had fastings and you were being monitored? I don't know how it ended, whether you became successful in your fasting, whether you were so powerful in prayer in your fasting. But one thing I know, Jesus' fasting was being monitored. Jesus' baptism was being monitored. You must be very careful. I gave you a scripture in the book of Matthew, chapter 20. When Jesus Christ was going into the house for a party, the Bible says he was being watched carefully. Jesus, everything he was doing, he was being monitored. And this is why he became so intense in the area of deliverance. Jesus knew how to repel the enemy. He knew how to block the enemy. He knew how to command the enemy to leave. And this is why most of you are in trouble, because you do not know how to reverse the enemy, because you don't know you are being monitored. This is why tonight we want to command that enemy. We want to tell that devil to pack and leave and stop monitoring you. We want to tell that devil to leave your finances, to leave your career, to leave your marriage, to leave your relationship. I also have another problem, because the enemy is actually quoting the scripture. If the enemy can even monitor the Bible, what more to do with your business? What more to do with your life? We need to tell the enemy to go away of your life. And this is the most important thing, because your job that you're about to get, the enemy has been sabotaging you from getting it, but not again. Come on, somebody say not again. Your miracle you've been believing God to give you, it has always been sabotaged. Somebody say not again. Every opportunity that you are supposed to receive, you have been facing battles. Where are they coming from? Why these battles only come when you are about to break through? Why this resistance only manifests when something good is about to happen? It is an indication that you are being monitored. But we stand today. I stand as your prophet, and I rebuke the enemy, and I command the enemy in the name of Jesus to go out of your way. Come on, somebody raise up your hand. It's in the name of Jesus. So I command every monitoring spirit. I command every monitoring spirit to come out now. It's in the name of Jesus. So I command you out. Speak louder. Say, I command you out. Say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We were saying that something has to happen. And I gave an example. I said, can you imagine that every moment that you have money, something just has to happen? It's either you lose your car, or something has to happen with your house, or something has to happen with your child. Some unnecessary responsibilities just start happening. Like, why were they not happening when I had no money? They only happen when you have money. All right? Now, Because the enemy even knows that you have now money and he want to cut you off. But we are saying we are rebuking the enemy now because a miracle has to happen. If you believe, raise your hand and shout, I believe. Now, I want to take you into a prayer this minute. Anyone else who you know that there is a monitoring spirit, something monitors you, it monitors you. You know, the enemy, you know, can you imagine Jesus fasting was being monitored? Can you imagine the voice of God from heaven was actually being monitored? The devil said, what? He is a son of God? Then he comes and said, if you are a son of God, I want to prove. Now, how many of you, you were praying, or you were listening to Major One, or you were reading the Bible, and you had an inspirational message? This is my season. This is my, you even confessed it, and they began to monitor your statement, and began to sabotage you. Somebody say, not again. Now, the way you are saying it, it's like the devil is your cousin. I want you to say with holy anger, say, not again. Say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the enemy. Now, I want you to see what happened. Because you need to know what happened. Because when the devil was monitoring Jesus, Jesus had to do something. And what did he do? He began to say what the Bible says. When the devil said, it is written, Jesus said also, it is written, and the devil never left. When the devil said, it is written, Jesus said, it is written, and the devil never left. When the devil said, it is written, Jesus changed his statement. He didn't say it is written anymore. He said, it is said. When the devil heard that Jesus is no longer quoting the scripture, but he is saying the scripture, the Bible says, and the devil left him. There's a moment the devil has to leave you. Oh my God, I'm talking to somebody, right? There must be a moment the devil has to leave you. The devil never left Jesus until Jesus said a word. He was no longer quoting the scripture, but he began to say the word. And the Bible says, and the devil left him. Now, let's continue reading the scripture. Let's continue now. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Jesus says it is written. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed him unto all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. In verse 6, and the devil said unto him, all this power I'll give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. In verse 7, if thou therefore would worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only thou save. Jesus still quoting, it is written. In verse 9, the Bible says, and he brought him into Jerusalem and said on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself from hence. In verse 10, for it is written, the devil was quoting, it is written, he shall give his angels, he's even monitoring scriptures, charge over thee to keep thee. In verse 11, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. And Jesus, answering, said unto him, not it is written. What did he say? It is said. When Jesus changed from quoting scriptures to speaking scriptures, what happened? Let's see that. It is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. You need that right now. That's all what we're trying to do. We are going to say scriptures. We are going to speak the word. We are going to speak until the devil leaves you. until the devil departs from your company, until the devil departs from your finances, departs from your children, departs from who you are, in the name of Jesus. Whatever he was monitoring Jesus, Jesus had to say a word, to speak the scriptures. He began to speak what's written, and the devil, he had to leave. And I'm standing here in the name of Jesus to command, and I'm commanding every spirit of darkness that has been monitoring your life to leave in the name of Jesus, to come out of your way, to come out of your way. In Jesus' holy name, say amen. Now, I want you to take the oil where you are. If you don't have, just come closer to your television. We want to pray this minute as I speak deliverance power. You need to be set free, and the devil has to leave you. He has to depart from you in the name of Jesus. So where you are at this point in time, Father, in the name of the Lord, stretch your hands towards my direction. By the power of the Holy Ghost, and by the name of Jesus, I stretch my hand towards you, and I command in the name of Jesus Christ, every spirit monitoring you is leaving this moment. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I release you and I set you free from anything that has been coming and sabotaging your life at every end of your miracle. I set you free. 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 I speak this time around, a miracle will happen. I speak this time around, a change will be seen. I speak this time around, it's going to be different. In Jesus' holy name, just take your hand and put it upon your head. I anoint you for deliverance. And I announce that your deliverance shall be permanent, and your family shall receive this deliverance now and forever. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Say amen.